What'd you do? This is a show from radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Artists, get on with it.
The Great Hall.
Confusion.
Distraction.
Lost in the garden where the path is overgrown, where once I walk.
I keep forgetting what day it is. I keep forgetting what year it is.
Confusion.
Is still fusion.
Actually, I'm not 100% on that. Do you know what day it is?
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Is it?
Tuesday?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Not intended.
Thank you.
So yesterday was Flying Ant Day, and I'd left the windows open on the camper van. And so when we got back from our walk yesterday afternoon, the camper van was absolutely full of flying ants. Mm. So I had to take the roof light out so that the ants could actually fly upwards and outwards and shoo them all out. And then inside the porch, the tent porch canopy thing, you could look up through the top, through the material, and there were just thousands and thousands of flying ants stuck in the puddles on the top of it. So it was, yeah, we didn't get onto our gin and tonic until a bit later yesterday. So, yeah.
All the flying ants are telling their friends, you won't believe what experience we had last night. There were these people and we were all closed in, and then they came and opened something. Whoa. Fly
Time stands still.
Reflection.
Who am I?
Stillness.
Hanging around in damp, dark places.
Where have the people gone, and when will they return?
Thomas Watson, who departed this life on the 9th day of August, 1859, age 74. Sacred, 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 says the stone above your head. You, beloved, you departed. You were sacred when you lived, and you are sacred now you're dead.
It must have been a hot day, John Edmonds, on the 17th of August, 1840, to make you dive into the River Dart, not knowing perhaps how to swim, or unaware of the occasional currents or submerged rocks. You're a long way from Stokenham, John. You came with your sweetheart, Mary Fairbrother, who went on to live until 80. She died in her bed in August 1890. To her dying day, she always thought of you when the harvest came in. She never swam in a river ever again, even though she lived close to the Thames, and taught all her 11 children how to swim by standing on the bank, a rope tied to their middle, to save them from drowning.
Daughter, daughter.
In memory, this life, sacred, his wife departed, died, 1833.
In this cathedral, a canopy whispers, distorting light and sound from within and outside. The walls of this cathedral are green, moss, twig, branch and berry. The glass of the ceiling has long since departed, becoming the sand underneath the tree.
Yew tree, the guardian, now guarded by a rope. John's lad, and his wife Joanna, 1595. Death. For 2,000 years, rooted
in Gloucestershire's western bird, till passing Apollo
lowered his chariot
to admire,
and plucked a seed to drop
in soil fertile, receptive to himself. In that,
the tilia's roots found home
and grew
with music,
light, poetry,
all by Apollo, nourished
through sun rays.
Raindrops of inspiration.
Breath of humankind who walked its shade.
Thus, Tilia's scent fulfills
the ones who seek.
Time stands still.
We can hear the blossoms sing.
Time stands still.
So if we fine tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing.
So if we fine tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing.
So time, if we fine tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing.
If we fine-tune our ears,
time stands still.
We can hear the blossoms
sing. So if we fine-tune our ears,
time stands still.
So if we fine-tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing. Time stands still.
So if we fine-tune,
we can hear the blossoms sing.
Time stands still.
Time stands still.
So if we fine-tune our ears, we can hear the blossoms sing.
Time stands still.
So if we fine-tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing.
Time stands still.
So
if we fine-tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing.
If we fine-tune our ears,
time stands still.
We can hear
if we fine-tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing.
Time stands still.
Time stands still.
If we fine tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing. Here rolls the sea, and even here lies the other shore.
waiting to be reached. Yes, here is the everlasting present. Not distant, not anywhere else.
And yet still I want to be here, keep coming back for more, sitting on the grass, hoping for sunshine.
Joy, enjoy, rejoice.
Joy.
Joy, happiness, laughter, company, sharing, connection.
Spring comes, and with it the sounds of animals as life returns to the garden.
Start again.
The Great Hall.
And I feel like it's such a powerful thing to be able to come together and create those ritual spaces where music becomes the focal point of grieving and also rejoicing. So
space.
And, you know, the permission to be bold and creative is only possible when there's a holding. And I think one of the things that creates that holding and that safety is the landscape itself. It's a very, somehow, something kind of magical about it that almost contains that.
Yeah, so the things I remember are in Aller Park, which is where I stay, which is now an awful, the bathrooms are amazing, at these old Victorian bars with wooden surrounds and like arts and crafts tilings. And I remember doing a Ghanaian drumming course and the gamelan course and vocal ensembles in a vocal class. And I met a lot of good friends. one in particular I'm really concerned with, a board player called Anne. I remember I had a tie-dye skirt with those little bells on the bottom of it. Do you remember those? I walked around barefoot a lot. I had very long hair.
What was your first memory of the play?
It was rolling up my spine in Studio 6 and meeting one of my best friends, Rebecca Camilleri.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Was that a friend who you knew before or a friend that you knew here?
I met here.
Okay.
She's now one of, she's living in Mexico and I speak to her every day.
Oh, really? That's amazing.
There's been a lot of different changes at different times. Mm-hmm. And now it's changing again.
Yeah.
So it feels like it's how I, when I feel safe. So when I was here, I was first here. I feel like there's more life here again. And so to me, it's like coming home.
Thank you.
But the, you know, the thing of walking around the estate and just happening upon a little band of people playing a recorder ensemble or singing a madrigal under a tree, and that sort of quite bucolic, spontaneous, fresh air music making.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.